Welcome back on this Thought Leader Thursday, KID crew. If you're just joining me, I'm continuing the conversation with Caroline Daisy Asciano. She is an impressive woman who has overcome a lot of challenges in her life and is now forging a path that is blessing the lives of so many. Caroline, thank you for being here and for sharing the life lessons that you've learned.
I am grateful that I have an opportunity to speak and voice out for the less fortunate in our communities back at home.
And it's so inspiring. I have always believed, too, that the more of everything you give, the more you'll always have to spare.
Yeah.
And what you give away, that's something you said your granny really taught you.
Yeah.
Enriches you from day to day.
Oh,
it
you
really
are so
does.
Fulfilled. Yeah.
So Lifting Lives in Kenya is a wonderful nonprofit.
Correct.
That is helping to support this Gardner Granny orphan home that literally is a safe haven for many poor and orphaned children.
Correct.
So if people want to get involved, mm-hmm. if they're hearing this mm-hmm. and they feel like maybe this is their calling,
mm-hmm.
Caroline, how can they do that?
So we have Lifting Lives Kenya, and that's the .org, the website. We have Dr. Peck in Idaho, who is the contact person. And she works hand in hand with the Lifting Lives team in Salt Lake. So it is a very good organization because it helps us and it does not take any cent that is donated through them. They straight away send it to Kenya, and what they send helps with the tuition, because the children have to go to school, food, medical care, and other need that may arise.
And so they could go to liftinglivesinkenya.org and figure out how to donate there. But also I want to bring this up, KID crew, before we started chatting, I was able to see a video and some pictures of these adorable children.
Mm-hmm.
And to see those smiles, it's just so heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
And people could sponsor a child.
Oh, people can sponsor a child. And to sponsor a child in the home, you need at least 183. And that does not only take care of the food, it takes care of their medical, it takes care of their food and clothing, it takes care of the person that takes care of them as well. Because they have to live like a family, and so they are all in one place. So that is just giving this child, who otherwise would be languishing somewhere, an opportunity to have a family away from a family.
And that's so important, because one thing that we know is that children learn what they live.
Correct.
And you're a great example of that, because clearly you learned faith
mm-hmm.
and gratitude
mm-hmm.
and love
mm-hmm.
and hope from your granny.
Correct.
And now you are passing that on.
And you come to Daisy, you'll see the child-friendly environment that we've created. And the children love one another. They share without any challenges. You give a sweet to one child and observe. You'll see how they share that one sweet amongst themselves.
They don't just hoard
they
it
don't
for themselves.
Fight or hoard. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
What a powerful lesson for all of us to really take to heart. Caroline, I want to sort of give people a little bit of perspective.
Correct.
There are children who are just on the streets, right? And they are just left alone often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For example, the latest one that we have, and that's just one of the the many children that we have, you know, rescued. This one specific child, her name is Marion. Oh, she is about 4 years now. But when we met her, she was about 3.5 years. She had never walked. She had never talked. And she would be left by herself in a place that's called home, but it was not really home. Similar hut that I would live in is where she was, abandoned, rejected, and the neighbors would say, this one is a burden. We're just waiting for her to die. This is a child, a life, God's creation, that you already have a verdict that she is going to die. And we went right in, and oh, with the faith that Granny instilled in me, I said, Heavenly Father, if this is your will, let this child live, and may you be glorified through her. And today, as I speak to you with a lot of confidence and humility to Christ, the girl is walking. The girl is speaking and calling me Mama. The girl is thriving. You should see her pictures. A girl they said she was going to die is living because of Heavenly Father.
Wow. Yeah. And I think when you said they were just waiting for her to die,
yeah,
my heart dropped. How sad is that?
It was
that
sad.
They are just literally watching and waiting for a child
this
to die.
This is a child that would not move from where she was. Literally, she was helpless, and she needed love and care. And so they would see her as a burden, because whenever she would sit, she would go number two and sit in it. She would not help herself. And so, you know, cleaning the mess, and probably they'd be doing that. They had been doing it for some time, and so they got tired. But that's not how we need to treat each other, you know? And so you're like, I can do something. They do not want to do it, but I can do something. It has to start with me. What do I believe in? What is my purpose?
I love that.
Yeah.
That's kind of something that you stand on a lot, is what do I believe in?
Yeah.
And I think that's really where it starts. That's the motivating factor that gives people that strength and courage to rise up and to be
exactly
the change makers that they were born to
exactly
be.
Exactly.
We all have the power
you
to do that.
You find your own Calcutta wherever you are.
Right.
And you don't have to be wealthy.
No.
We are wealthy in so many ways. We are wealthy because we are alive, we have hands, we have feet, we have heads, we have brain, and we can share a lot of information. We can serve others, not necessarily by giving money. That is a plus. If you can share, you know, some money with the less fortunate, it is adding some smiles to them. It is empowering them for their future when you give the money for them to go to school. You are educating a future doctor, a future lawyer, a future teacher, a future preacher. And how better can the world be if we can all just join hands and start doing something? It can start with just one person, and it will spread. That one will pay it forward.
Right. It's all about joining hands, and it really is the power of one. Caroline, such a pleasure to get to chat with you.
Thank you.
Again, tell people how they can sponsor a child.
You sponsor a child, you go to liftinglives.liftinglivekenya.org, and you will see a button there, I think it's more details, and you click on it and it will take you to how to donate. But if you also need a contact person, there's Dr. Peck in Idaho, who is the contact person and has traveled to Kenya. She has been there, seen it firsthand, touched the ground. And let me tell you, she did not come as a doctor. She came as just an ordinary person. But, you know, with the knowledge and with everything, you know, we were like, oh, she has some, you know, doctor knowledge. But she was so simple. And then I come here and, oh, she's a doctor. I mean, we can all do something. anything. And so reach out to Dr. Peck and she will guide you adequately. Because sometimes, you know, people will be like, oh, that's just a website like any other website. But if you talk to someone that has been there, they will give you the full story.
I love that. We can all do something. Caroline Daisy Asciano, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are welcome. Thank you.